welcome once again to the E-Bone Zone, as I invite you to sit back, relax, and listen for the 329th time on this Friday, March 24th, 2023. I hope you enjoy this week's episode, Where the Robber Meets the Road. We all know robbery is a crime, right? And from what I can gather, federal prison must be a terrible place. So it shocked me when I found an article a couple days ago about a robber who demanded to go there. In Utah, police arrested a 65-year-old man who wanted probably the least amount of money you could ask for. Only $1. Get this, he did it in a sort of respectful way, too. What happened was he slid a note under the teller's glass that read,
"Please pardon me for doing this, but this is a robbery. Please give me $1, thank you."
And that's probably the least threatening way to rob someone I've ever heard of. Most of the time, you'd think they'd come in guns blazing with the whole "nobody move, hand over the cash and nobody gets hurt" type speech, but this guy flipped the script. He just goes ahead and says,
"I really hope you don't mind, but you see, I'm robbing you, and all I want is a dollar, so just hand over that and we'll be square."
And then he said that since the bank is being robbed, the teller should just go ahead and call the police. And when the teller did, the man didn't run. He just took a seat in the lobby and waited. When he thought they were taking too long to come get him, get this, he gets frustrated and talked about it with the bank staff. And when the cops finally did show up, they asked the guy why he took $1, and he said that he did it because he wanted to go to federal prison. As he was explaining things to the officers, he said that when he got out of jail, he would go rob more banks and ask for more money until he was finally where he wanted to be. Do I have to remind you that he wanted to go to federal prison? So, hang on, let me stop you here. Is he going to go to the next bank and ask for $2, and then $3, then $4, then $5? You understand what I'm getting at here. I think the obvious next step is that he'll ask for more money, $1 at a time. Why? I'm honestly not sure, but this man respectfully said, "I'm robbing you." And then after he got a single dollar, mind you, he suggested to the people that he just robbed that they should call the authorities, and then sat and waited for the police to come get him, and got frustrated when they didn't show up quickly enough to suit him. So you can call that $1 at a time idea crazy and far-fetched all you want, but given the situation that this man is willing to go through so much effort to go to federal prison, I think anything's possible at this point. And before we get to the rest of the episode, I'd like you to hear a word from my friends at McNutter Butter Coffee. The morning cup of coffee. It's an American tradition, smooth and full of flavor. Just the thing you need to get your day roaring to a start. But not all coffee is created equal. And if it's quality you crave, choose McNutter Butter Coffee. McNutter Butter is whole bean, so you can grind it yourself with the assurance of the freshest cup possible every time. Try the classic Good Morning Neighbor, a smooth all-day coffee. Enjoy in the morning to start your day, or relax in the evening having a cup with a friend. Coffee Doodle Doo, a roast that's fit for a cowboy, with a smoky flavor and a smooth finish. Or my personal favorite, Beanin' for You, the coffee that'll put a pep in your step with some great flavor. You can also freshen up with a McNutter Butter facial scrub. The saying is true:
the only thing better than our coffee is sharing it with friends.
To find out more, visit McNutter Butter Coffee on Facebook. This week, I would like to continue a tradition that I hold very close to my heart. I try and offer a good Christian podcast, so I thought I would begin sharing a new Bible verse each week. This week, I would like to share a verse from the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 says, "Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth." If we take a look at this verse, it's saying to set your affections on the things above. It's talking about setting your love on the things of God, setting your love toward God instead of the things on this earth, because ultimately this world's going to pass away. Ultimately, the things of this world will not last. Let's take a little bit of a deeper look at that using the story of the rich man and Lazarus. And let's read it from the King James. Luke 16, verse 19 says, "There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores. and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. So we see from here that Lazarus had nothing, and the rich man had everything. The rich man had everything he could ever want. He had jewels, he had money, he had women, he had power, he had whatever he wanted. It was given to him. And Lazarus, he was sitting outside the rich man's gate, and he had to beg for crumbs. He didn't even have food to eat, and the dogs would come and lick his sores because he was so full of open wounds. And as we can tell, when the rich man died, he went from having everything to having nothing. And when Lazarus died, he went from having nothing to having everything. And why did he have everything? Well, because he had Jesus. See, if you're too focused, like this rich man was, on what your earthly possessions are, on what is going on in this world, if you're thinking, oh, do I have the right clothes on? Do I have the right jewelry on? Whatever it is. Am I watching the right movies? Am I listening to the right music? Am I being popular? What will that matter if you don't have your heart set, if you don't have your affection set in the right spot? What will all that matter? What will any of that matter if you don't have Jesus? If you don't have what matters, if you don't have salvation? And think about it. It says in Mark 8:36, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? We should be more concerned with what is going on with our soul, with our heart, than with what's going on with the outer man. Because this outer man, this shell that we're wearing, this skin, this bone, will perish. It will pass away. But our soul, it's going to live forever. And we have a choice of where that soul lives. It can live in torment, like the rich man, or it can live in heavenly glory, like Lazarus. The choice is ours. We need to focus on the right things. We don't need to focus on where we're at right now, what we're doing right now, what we have right now. We need to focus on where our soul's going. Sometimes the internet can be a pretty cool place. Other times, well, not so much. And that's why I've taken it upon myself to dive back into the depths of Twitter to see which side of the coin we're presented with this week. This week's hashtag is How I Celebrate Winning. The first response to the hashtag How I Celebrate Winning is with a juicy steak. Now that's what I'm talking about right there. I'm right there with you. My recommendation is a medium filet mignon or a sirloin. That way I have one for special occasions and one for normal steak dinners. It actually makes a lot of sense. I know it's the most expensive cut of meat and probably the cheapest cut of meat. I guess in that kind of way, it's kind of like taking your bath water as hot as it'll go or as cold as it'll go, but they're both good. I mean, you got to think about it for a second. A steak is still a steak. The next response to this week's hashtag is playing We Are the Champions by Queen. There's another great idea. Honestly, you cannot go wrong with Freddie Mercury. A little bit of 70s rock never hurt anybody, and I think that's a great way to celebrate winning. I mean, it talks about winning right in the song. We are the champions. I mean, come on, how much more on the nose can you get? The next response to this week's hashtag is going to championship parades. You know, if that's how you celebrate winning, it doesn't even have to be one for your team. If you're a person that just enjoys parades, you can go and have your fun. You can celebrate with the people who care about the teams that are there. You can celebrate with the people who do have stock in that game. And you know what? You can just be an innocent bystander and watch the fun happen and participate in the fun. Even if you have no stock in the game or whatever it is, you don't even have to know anything about the sport, just that they're having fun. And the last response is how I celebrate winning with snacks. And here we go again. The internet knows how people think. Food is always a great idea because in my experience, winning things can make you hungry. And if you're going to win something big, why not just do all four? Next time you win something awesome, go out to dinner, get yourself a big juicy steak, maybe bring your wife or your girlfriend along, or your brother or your sister, and you can get them all steaks. And then have someone who's in head of the music at the restaurant play We Are the Champions by Queen over the intercom so everybody can hear it and celebrate with you. And then go to a championship parade, the nearest one you can find, and after the championship parade's over, relax in your hotel room with snacks. There we go. There's your evening planned. Okay, this is something I've only seen on TV shows until now. A 9-year-old named David has graduated from high school and he's going to go to college. He lives in Pennsylvania and he attended Reach Cyber Charter School and graduated during the pandemic. And now he's taking classes at a community college until his parents can figure out where he can go to get a broader education. And of course, when you have a 9-year-old boy, you'd think there's the typical stuff to expect. You have to contend with him throwing balls in the house and playing too many video games or not focusing on school like he's supposed to be because it's boring. But that's not the case here. His mom says that she and his dad are working to find a good Ivy League fit for him. Again, this is something I only thought I'd see in Jimmy Neutron or some other show like that, but nope, this is real. Apparently, according to oldest.org, this kid has become one of the youngest to ever graduate high school, and you'll find a link to the full list in the description. Get this, he doesn't plan on stopping anytime soon. David says he has some big plans, including a doctorate degree by the time he's 13 years old. Okay, in case you haven't already figured this out, I think this is insane. In a good way, because that's gotta be cool to know someone that smart, and more so if that's your kid. I know I'd be certainly proud, and maybe even slightly jealous, because a 9-year-old in community college is probably smarter than most adults that he's around. Good for him. I think it's really cool to see stuff like this happening. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. I'm really glad you could make it, and I hope you enjoyed the festivities. If you want to stay connected to the show, I'd invite you to pop on over to Facebook or Twitter and give the page a follow. Just search EBoneZone on Facebook and Official EBZ on Twitter. And if you want more from the podcast, visit the website, www.ebonezone.com. If you're new, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next week, my friend, God bless you, stay humble, and remember, keep an ear out.